Good morning. Rain showers across the region during the afternoon yesterday have left a high moisture content at ground level, and as a result, a lot of places starting out with some locally dense fog this morning. Otherwise, it's dry outside with very little in the way of rainfall and even some breaks of sunshine in spots. Temperatures starting in the high 40s and lower 50s on our way up to the high 60s to around 70 on average by mid to late afternoon. A weakness in the atmosphere, or a cool pool of air, will be overhead today, producing instability. The result will be more clouds as we get deeper into the morning, and especially this afternoon, with rounds of scattered showers and maybe even a few bursts of rain or rumbles of thunder. The action will die out quickly this evening, and skies will be mostly cloudy tonight, and it will be relatively mild, and again in the high 40s and lower 50s. Tomorrow starts out dry with some sunshine, and then as a wave of low pressure approaches from the west, it looks like we could pick up a couple of scattered showers or thunderstorms by late in the afternoon. It'll be on the milder side tomorrow, with highs well up into the 70s. That energy will continue to work its way toward us on Friday night and into the day on Saturday, keeping it unsettled with mostly cloudy skies and showers and thunderstorms likely through Saturday afternoon. Highs on Saturday will be in the lower 70s. Right now, it looks like we'll dry things out nicely on Sunday, although with a trough of low pressure overhead in the mid-levels of the atmosphere, we still run the risk of a shower or thunderstorm on Mother's Day, but generally dry with a fair amount of sunshine mixed with clouds, a little bit cooler with highs back into the mid-60s. Cooler air will continue to flow in as we continue to dry it out for the day on Monday, a mix of sun and clouds and a breeze with highs close to 60 before we rebound to the lower 60s on Tuesday with dry weather and a chance of showers and back into the lower 70s with another disturbance coming through on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms over a portion of the southern plains and a slight risk of severe thunderstorms over a portion of the mid-Mississippi and Ohio valleys. Storm initiation is forecast along a dry line and a cold front dry line intersection in northwest Texas this afternoon. Strong shear will support discrete storms with this activity, and very large hail will be possible. Further development could form in the vicinity of the southward-moving cold front across Oklahoma with moderate instability and sufficient shear supportive of hail and damaging wind. Southwesterly low-level winds extending into the Ohio Valley will support moisture return across this area by afternoon. 40-knot west-southwesterly mid-level winds spreading across this region and an increase in a southwesterly low-level jet stream will result in effective shear of about 30 knots, suggesting mainly a multi-cell storm mode, though a few supercells are possible with a hail and wind threat. And a winter storm warning is in effect for today for the West Elk and Sawatch Mountains in the Colorado Rockies, where 5 to 10 inches of snow is expected above 8,500 feet. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Freeport in the Bahamas at 12 noon back on Saturday. And the last report of hail was at Karlovy Vary, Czech Republic at 3:25 a.m. Eastern Time this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 41 degrees with a south wind at 20 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 9 below zero. In Albany on the hour, we have 10 miles visibility in fog, 52 degrees, the dew point 50, 93% relative humidity, no wind, and the barometer at 29.96 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 97 degrees at Entiat, Washington, to a low of 24 at Sunset Crater, Arizona, and Ruth, Nevada. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City showers, possibly a thunderstorm, mid-60s. Boston showers, maybe a thunderstorm in the mid-60s. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with showers and highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 74 degrees, the low 55. The average temperature, 65. That's 9 degrees above normal. 17 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday. That's also the total for the month of May, which is still 69 hundredths below normal for the month, and 8.26 inches for the year, which is 3.77 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 67 degrees. The average low, 45. The record high, 93, set in 1979. And the record low, 27, set in 1956. Sunrise this morning was at 5:39 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:05 p.m. 14 hours and 26 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm today in the lower 70s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers tonight with lows near 50. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with scattered showers, possibly a thunderstorm today in the upper 60s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers tonight and lows near 50. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs in the upper 60s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers tonight and lows near 50. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today and highs in the upper 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows near 50. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs around 70. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows near 50. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine followed by some clouds. A late-day shower or storm possible, but mainly dry in the upper 70s. A better chance of showers and storms on Saturday in the lower 70s. A mix of sun and clouds turning breezy and cooler on Sunday with an afternoon shower possible in the mid-60s. Breezy and cooler Monday with partly sunny skies around 60. Lower 60s with a mix of sun and clouds Tuesday, and a chance of a shower Wednesday with highs back into the lower 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.